This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is 76ers Rewind. Time now to listen back to post-game reaction from the team's most recent game.
It was a massive start by the 76ers in Phoenix, Arizona in the finale of their road trip. It was a very interesting and adventuresome finish to the last game on this season-long five-game trip, but most important as it concerns the 76ers, it was a winning result. How's it going? I'm Brian Seltzer. Thank you for staying up late and following along on the 76ers Radio Network. We expect to hear from Brett Brown in a moment. Tom McGinnis after that. We'll play back some of Tom's game calls as well. 132-127, the final score, the 76ers winners, their second straight. And, man, did Joel Embiid just take over. I mean, you can throw that phrase around so often with Embiid and use words like dominant and overpowering with him on a regular basis because that's just how good he is. But the way he started tonight was on, like, a completely different level. We'll get into that in a moment. We expect to hear Brett Brown talk about that as well. The 76ers were outscored by a pretty sizable disparity, 60-35 after going up by 30 points. And we might hear Brett address that as well. Here he is after the Sixers went
tonight. They just didn't go away. Booker is for real. They got young guys that made some shots. I think that we got a little bit tired at the end. But to get a win on the road and go back to Philadelphia is the bottom line.
No Jimmy Butler, no Wilson Chandler, but you have Ben Simmons, Joel, and JJ combining for 98 points, those three guys.
And I thought Furkan came in and played well. I think there was a drought. There was a real funny part of the game that you completely felt momentum turning. And Furkan hit a monster three. Like, we really were in a position that where we needed a basket. And I thought Furkan in general played well, but to your point, those three carried us, and we needed all of that.
You said going into this game, before we knew that Joel Embiid was going to play, that you hoped he did because he gets up for games like this when he gets to against a guy like DeAndre. What do you make of his first half?
I mean, he's strung, what now, eight of those types of first halves this year. It's just incredibly dominant. And teams do different things, obviously, in the second half. And I thought that Phoenix did some of that as well. But I thought he continued to just play. His spirit on the bench was unbelievable. You know, Ben and Joel hooking up on some things was outstanding. And, you know, seeing those two play together and lead us was as impressive to me as the bottom line win, the final score.
Demetrius, he got some minutes tonight. What'd you think of his play?
I mean, he came in, he gave us, you know, he hit those few threes, he hit a dunk. We were down bodies, you know, back to back. There wasn't much turnaround from last night. And when you're sort of shorthanded and searching a little bit, I thought his energy off the bench and the sort of being paid back for the hard work that he has put in to get minutes and perform as he did. I thought he was outstanding.
Some of Brett Brown's thoughts following the 76ers' 132-127 win in Phoenix to finish their road trip with a 3-2 record. Sixers now 25-14 on the season. Joel Embiid matching a season high with 42 points, 18 rebounds. He had 30-14 in the first half alone. Ben Simmons was pretty excellent from start to finish. 29 points a season high. The biggest thing, 15 of 23 from the free throw line. His 15 free throws equal a career high from last year, but ultra efficient on 23 attempts, especially by the context of his foul shooting. J.J. Redick, as it was pointed out in the postgame press conference, another big part of that trio as well with 27. And listen, far be it for me to add layers upon the astute analysis and commentary of the head coach, Brett Brown. Yes, the three-pointer that Furkan Korkmaz hit in crunch time in the fourth quarter was a really, really important basket. But I would also venture, because that one made it 119-110, on the very next scoring play the 76ers had to get it back to 11, he had a very nice assist to Joel Embiid. And while Phoenix was not quite done at that point, they ultimately got within 3 points. That sequence right there involving Furkan Korkmaz, the three-pointer, the dime to Joel Embiid for the jam, really important plays in tonight's game, a 132-127 win. The 76ers, you could tell down the stretch, maybe got a little bit tired having played in L.A. versus the Clippers last night. And again, no Wilson Chandler or Jimmy Butler in tonight's game, both of them dealing with upper respiratory infection. So the Sixers get it done shorthanded under duress. Come back home 2 days off before it should be a great matchup on Saturday versus rookie phenom Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. But we're going to talk more about this one, and we'll talk with the man who talked about it for the last couple hours, Tom McGinnis. He's standing by. We'll go to him next in Phoenix. It's the postgame show on the Sixers Radio Network.
Club 76 is the official season ticket waiting list of the Philadelphia 76ers. Get priority access for 2019-2020 season tickets by signing up for either Club 76 Elite or Club 76 Free. Other benefits include exclusive 76ers gear and access to special ticket offers and events. For more information, go to sixers.com/joinclub76, email club76@76ers.com, or call 215-339-7676. 215-339-7676.
You know, we should probably be thankful that this game went 2 hours, 29 minutes tonight, because it had in large part to do with all the free throws that were taken, and the majority of which were shot by the 76ers. 41 of 54 from the free throw line. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid combining to go 32 of 42 from the foul line, and that was ultra important in the victory over Phoenix. Tom McGinnis had the call of this one. Tom, I mean, that first half by Joel Embiid was really exceptional, and maybe fatigue, maybe part human nature. The Sixers, they were just so dominant in this one. Phoenix ultimately came back and made a run, but they got it done shorthanded tonight and are coming back with some momentum.
They did. And, you know, one thing I made a comment as we get set for the start of the third quarter. I said, Phoenix is going to make a run. This is their home court. You know, they really didn't play all that well in the first half. It's a matter of a few things. When the run comes, how long it lasts, what kind of dent it puts in the Sixers lead. And I guess you could add a fourth, and that is, you know, in what fashion? Well, it was with their reserves, and it was in a 38-point third quarter. And again, it was 97-67, and at one point then early in the fourth, they'd cut that lead from 30 to 15. And then, you know, you come down with an empty possession or two. The Sixers had a rash of turnovers, and, you know, they get a bucket. Josh Jackson started going. Rashawn played well for them, and they were back in it. And that whole time, Booker was out, and their coach, Igor Kokoschkov, left those guys out, and Ayton finally got back in there. But then they came back, and, you know, it got tight down the stretch. Now, you're right. Embiid was, to me, dominant. And Ayton got into foul trouble. T.J. Warren was a non-factor because of foul difficulty. Bridges struggled. And, you know, those are three of their starters. And they were, I mean, DeAndre Ayton had some moments, ended up in double figures in both categories, points and rebounds. But Joel was dominant. And, again, like, he was able to catch the ball on the same block. He's a right-hand player, so he likes to catch it on the left block. And oftentimes a good defensive team will get a guy out of that comfort zone, make him catch it further out, and now that makes it a whole different thing. I mean, Embiid over the last 2 years has had to shoot a lot of face-up shots. In other words, 16, 18-foot shots on the wing facing the basket. Not tonight. He's catching it close to the basket, getting into the lane, got fouled, was dominant. And just in Redick and Simmons, that trio was incredible, staking the Sixers to that big lead in the first half. And then, you know, like I described in the second half, how they made a run. And it's okay. McConnell came on. He was ticked. He was not happy that it kind of happened in part on his watch. But in the end, it's a nice road victory. Any win in the NBA is a good road victory, even against a team that has 9 wins. And it becomes a winning road trip as you go back home for really what is a very difficult month of January.
42 points, 18 rebounds, and 2 block shots to go with 2 assists for Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons, Tom, season high, 29 points. He had 3 rebounds, 6 assists. But if you go back to, I want to say, if I'm remembering correctly, I think it was the exit interview for Simmons in May where Brett Brown, he was asked, well, you know, what's Ben's offseason to-do list and where's the jump shot going to factor into things, because that's something that people pay so much attention to. And Brett was like, hold on, before we even get to the jump shot, let's look at his production and efficiency from the free throw line. And there was some stat that was thrown out, you know, if Ben makes takes 2 more attempts per game or makes 5 more or shoots 5 free throws a game, Sixers might have been 5 wins better last year. Well, this tonight, 15 of 23 from the free throw line, I mean, that's something that you'd have to think Brett, the entire team, had to really be thrilled with in a game that ended up this close.
Absolutely. And he had his misses, obviously, if he missed 8, but there were times in the guts of the game where he was knocking them down, making both free throws. And, you know, his shot chart, I'm not saying forget the free throws, because you make a very valid point, and it was obviously a huge point of emphasis by the coach, so I don't mean to dismiss that. But from the field, his shot chart, I had a coach last night saying, man, it's unbelievable looking at where he gets all his baskets. And I'll add this, he ended up missing a lot of those shots right near the rim. He played in the end 40 minutes, went 7 of 11. Now, a lot of those attempts he was down there and missed, he went to the line. 23 free throws, to your point, 29 points, a season high, and he's just a unique player. I mean, somebody posed tonight, one of the Phoenix broadcasters, you know, who is Ben Simmons? What does he play like? And, you know, I think as Sixers fans, the first thing we would say is his end-to-end action is incredible. It's an elite, world-class ability to drive that basketball from foul line to foul line, unlike any other player, I think, that exists in the NBA today. He's just 6'10", and he's an incredible athlete, long strides, powerful, and then he gets to the rim. And, you know, he's able to facilitate and lead the attack. He's just he brings a whole different dimension and dynamic to the fore, and he's a nightmare matchup. And tonight he was a dominant player for the Sixers.
Nice time to see the 76ers respond these past 2 games. Tonight it was a 132-127 win over the Phoenix Suns, and a really intriguing matchup coming up on Saturday against the Dallas team that's making
Luka
strides.
Dodge.
Yeah, he has really been amazing.
Are you kidding me? Wow, 19 years old. I mean, and it'd be a treat. You know, that's why you pluck down the money, you go to StubHub, you get a season ticket, however it works, and you get to that ball game, and you come to see some of this elite, you know, I'll say it again, world-class talent, because he has been a marvel. And, you know, for us thus far, we've just seen him on the highlights and watched him. And, you know, I made a comment earlier, speaking of Phoenix broadcasters, I was talking here at the half with their longtime voice, Al McCoy, and you talked about Nash, and, you know, he just loved to play. He had a zeal for competition and for the game, and it came out in an effervescent, likable kind of way. And, again, watching Doncic from afar, he seems like a 19-year-old kid who's having a good time. And, oh, by the way, he's doing, you know, his life's work right in front of, you know, his Dallas crowd and in an NBA game. So it'll be interesting to watch him play. And I don't know if he'll be paired with Ben. He might be. And the Sixers play Dallas, and I think they're a lot better than a lot of people thought maybe they were. And I know they're hovering under 500, but what a resounding win against the Kemba Walker-led Charlotte Hornets tonight. And that'll be a good game, and then you get Washington in a back-to-back. And like I said, you look at the Sixers down the road, they come back out west here to the Lakers, they play the Warriors, they got games with Oklahoma and Houston. This is a big, tough stretch of the schedule here in this opening month of the 19 portion of the season.
The season really does feel like it is on for good for this stage of the year. Hope time you guys catch a very nice tailwind coming back home.
All right, bud. Yep. Long trip. Thank you, Brian. Good night.
132-127, 76ers beat the Phoenix Suns. Joel Embiid, 42 points, 18 rebounds. Ben Simmons with 29 points, 15 of 23 from the line. J.J. Redick, 5 three-pointers for 27 points on the night. We'll play some highlights and close out the postgame show coming up on the Sixers Radio Network.
The Delaware Blue Coats have arrived. The Sixers' official NBA G League affiliate is opening the all-new 76ers Fieldhouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Blue Coats games are perfect for business outings and an awesome family night out. Visit Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Tickets start at $10. Just $10. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Anyone else out there ready for some regular, like 7 o'clock, 7:30 Eastern start times? Soon enough. But one final game on the West Coast trip for the 76ers. Brian Seltzer with you from Sixers.com. Let us get now to the highlights, some of them from this evening's game. Second game of a back-to-back for the Sixers. They beat the Clippers yesterday, bouncing back after that tough loss in Portland. Shorthanded tonight, no Jimmy Butler or Wilson Chandler, but a couple other mainstays of the starting lineup came out, setting the tone.
Here's Ben spinning on him in the lane. Looks like he may have walked out away with it, and a hook shot is good. And the Sixers now with 8 in a row. Simmons and Embiid getting it done here in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, Embiid had the Sixers' first 4 points. Ben Simmons followed up after that with 4 more. And at the end of the first quarter, Joel Embiid continuing to do damage.
Joel missed the second free throw, and now he has the ball out top. Drives it into the lane, sidesteps him, and it jams it! Rashawn Holmes is dunked on, and the Sixers bench celebrates with their all-star big man.
With all due respect to Rashawn Holmes in the first half, no match for Joel Embiid. Neither was number one pick from this past June, DeAndre Ayton, 76ers. They led 44-32 after a quarter of play, their highest scoring first quarter of the season. On to the second, the team maintaining a healthy lead. And Demetrius Jackson, one of the two-way players for the 76ers, the recipient of a great Ben Simmons pass, but DJ made a great play himself.
Sixers ball, Mike Muscala outside right to Demetrius Jackson, squares up, three ball, up and good! Demetrius Jackson with a big three for the Sixers, and now 5 trays for the Sixers in the game.
61-40, 76ers in front. They would lead 72-49 at the break. Second straight game in which the Sixers scored at least 70 points in the first half. On to the third, the Sixers were just putting it on the Phoenix Suns tonight. They continue to have their way.
Here's Redick intercepting an outlet by Bridges. J.J. shoots a three. It's good. What a play by J.J. Redick. The veteran with a great read, the anticipation, the pick, the run out, and a three.
Run out, your good old traditional run out three-pointer. Just an awesome play from J.J. Redick, making it 83-58. 76ers would lead 97-69, biggest margin of the game at 30 points. From there, things began to change. It was 104-87 going into the fourth, but Phoenix continued to apply some pressure, so the Sixers still needed some buckets.
Simmons and Redick, Ben on a drive by one man. Daniels fouls, and Ben Simmons gets it to go. Bring it up, it's good. Simmons driving it down low. Foul and a basket, so Simmons looking for the and one.
And he got it, making it 110-91. 19-point game. You're thinking, all right, things are doing okay. But no, the Suns were able to cut it to single digits. Joel Embiid was there at the start, and he was there towards the finish.
Sixers ball. Suns trying to defend Korkmaz. Wrap around to Joel. Jam! Korkmaz getting it done! He is sealing the deal! Good job, Korkmaz, with the three a moment ago. Nice interior pass to Embiid. 42 for Joe.
Phoenix would still get it down, the deficit to 3 points, but the Sixers would hang on to win this one by the final of 132-127. Sixers shot 54% from the field in the game, Phoenix 45%, each team with 11 three-pointers. The big disparity and key in what ended up being a close game from the foul line, Sixers 41 of 54, while the Suns were 30 of 36. Sixers plus 7 on the glass overall, even though they were out-rebounded by 5 on the offensive boards. 27 assists on 40 baskets for the Sixers. 18 turnovers, though, that led to 29 Phoenix points off turnovers. Joel Embiid led the way, pacing all scorers with 42 points, matching a season high. He also had a game high with 18 rebounds, another double-double for the big man. 29 points, a season best for Ben Simmons. 7-11 from the field and 15 of 23 from the free throw line. He tied a career high with those 15 foul shots in tonight's game. 6 assists for Ben Simmons as well, and 27 for J.J. Redick. 5 of 8 from 3 and 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Devin Booker with 37 for Phoenix. DeAndre Ayton with 18 and 11. 2-hour, 29-minute game. And the 76ers, they hung on to improve to 25-14, while Phoenix drops to 9-30. Sixers sweep the two-game season series between the squads and also wrap up the road trip with a winning record of 3-2. Up next, the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic on Saturday at the center. 76ers are going to begin a real heart of the schedule in a very tough month of January. Should be a fun one. 7:30 start time. We'll hit the air with some pregame coverage on a few of our Sixers Radio Network affiliates at 7:20. Big thanks to the guys back at the studio, Brian McLaughlin and Tyler Zuli. Now for the radio voice of the 76ers, Tom McGinnis. Brian Seltzer saying so long for now. One final time, the final score from Phoenix. It was the 76ers 132 and the Suns 127. Have a great start to your Thursday from all of us here at the Sixers Radio Network. You've been listening to 76ers Rewind. Be sure not to miss new episodes the day after each game this season, all year long.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.